Teresa, so today we're talking about Midwest Dairy announced their first class of the Dairy Experience and Agricultural Leadership Program. And before we get into the nitty-gritty details, tell me a little bit more about the background behind formulating this program.
Yeah, so we at Midwest Dairy, we offer a lot of leadership opportunities for college-age students, whether that's through our Dairy Ambassador Program, our internship program, our Dairy Princess program. So we spent a lot of time focusing on college-age students. And as we started thinking about what other areas are we missing, we noticed there was a gap in young farmer programs. And we know that there are a lot of young farmer programs out there, whether that's through Farm Bureau or the co-ops. There's some national programs, but we really didn't have a program that set our members up for success or our farmers up for success and understanding the dairy checkoff, how to engage with consumers, and really developing our future leaders of tomorrow. So we came up with this program and based it off of other programs, learnings that we've had from both a beta test in Iowa and then other leadership programs to really develop something that gets our young farmers engaging with checkoff at an early age, because we're seeing that a lot of the farmers that are coming at a lot of farmers that are the next generation coming onto their farms weren't around when checkoff was created. So they don't have the history of what the checkoff is or what it does, because it's always just been there. So how do we engage them? How do we get them involved so they can hopefully be the future leaders of checkoff moving forward?
And Teresa, let's talk a little bit more about this first class of participants. There's a wide range of geographical area that these participants cover, and they come from a variety, you know, of operations and backgrounds, ranging from those in Minnesota to Oklahoma to Illinois and Nebraska. So tell me a little bit more about how we selected this year's class.
Yeah, so it's purposeful that they're from across the region, because that's they come from all areas that Midwest Dairy represents, and part of the value of this program is getting to meet farmers from across the Midwest Dairy territory. And they were selected through an application process, so it was competitive, and these 15 were the ones that were chosen based off of essays that they wrote and desire to be involved.
And Teresa, let's talk more about the program itself. Actually, the first phase of it starts in San Antonio. And so what will program participants do, see, and learn throughout the next few months?
There's three phases. The first phase is really all about knowing themselves and knowing the dairy checkoff. So building that foundation to continue learning throughout the program. We want to make sure our participants know their strengths. So we're going to start off with a trainer that will go through color personalities and how to work across different personalities, which hopefully will be beneficial to our participants in working on their home farms or even out in their communities as they get more involved in local leadership efforts, knowing their strengths and how they perceive things, but also knowing how to identify what personalities others are and how to work with that, knowing what each person wants. So that's part one of this, of the phase one that we're in. And then we're just going to do a level set of the history of the checkoff, understanding how the checkoff came to be, what the checkoff can and cannot do, what is the national checkoff, what is a local checkoff, and understanding all of the ins and outs there. And then we're also going to have some time. Obviously, we're going to be in San Antonio, so we're going to go to the San Antonio Livestock and Rodeo Show and get to experience some of San Antonio agriculture or Texas agriculture. We're also going to partner with our other checkoff organization down in Texas, Dairy Max. They're going to provide a presenter that will come and talk about what it's like to be a dairy farmer in Texas versus a dairy farmer in Minnesota or Iowa or Kansas. Depending on where they're from, there's a lot of great learnings that can come out of those opportunities of hearing how dairy is similar, but also different in the climate that they're in. So that's really all of phase one is all about dairy checkoff and knowing yourself. The unique thing about, or not, I shouldn't say unique, but one of the great things about this program, so we've got, you mentioned the regional differences, we've got people from across the region, so we have these in-person meetings, but following the in-person meeting, there will be a quote-unquote homework assignment for them to go and attend a division board meeting, so understanding their local leadership in Chekhov, and then get to meet local staff as well. So it varies. We'll have these in-person meetings, but then there'll be assignments that they can complete on a local level, too, to really get them interacting on all levels of the Chekhov.
Certainly. And so the last couple of questions I have for you, Teresa, are, you know, when does this session or class of leaders wrap up? And if people are hearing this and want to learn more and say, I could really benefit from a program like this, where can they find additional information?
Yeah, absolutely. So this class will wrap up in July of 2021. And so we'll start recruiting in 2021. And the first phase will happen in that January, February time of 2022. So if you want more information, you want to get more involved, feel free to visit MidwestDairy.com. We have a whole section devoted to the DEAL program. And as always, you can get involved in the local level by contacting your farmer relations person, and that contact information can be found at MidwestDairy.com.